the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
I think we have yet to reap the so-called benefits of the acid generation.
Well, what do you know? It's already episode 342 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. I'm Phil Gray, here at Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand, home of Retrospect. And this week I'd like to welcome new listeners via our latest affiliate station from one of my very favourite places in the whole world, north of Sausalito, California. Welcome to Bodega Bay's KWTF Sonoma County Radio, broadcasting on 88.1 FM. Airing Retrospect from this episode forward, 8 to 9pm Fridays Pacific Standard Time. So welcome to listeners via KWTF. And in this episode, we are again exploring the slightly more psychedelic end of the 60s garage rock and garage punk thing. The show's loaded with obscurities, also a bunch of global psychedelic garage coming up as well. So stay tuned, but we got underway with a band called The Kinetic, band out of Liverpool, England. They cut a 10-song album for a label called Disc Vogue in 1967. That was released in Denmark, of all places, The Kinetic. A track called Suddenly Tomorrow. Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
Well, this episode is all about psychedelic garage. Here's a great example. Because it is off an album called How to Blow Your Mind and Have a Freak Out Party. Released 1967, recorded in New York City at the height of Flower Power. It is definitively an acid exploitation album, although it's been described as going so far out to become genuinely psyche. Very interesting. The concept of the exploitation album, and in so many cases, actually some pretty damn cool music out of it. So this is The Unfolding from How to Blow Your Mind and Have a Freak Out Party, track called Girl From Nowhere.
Are my old dreams and you?
reason I'm talking about LSD is that I'm trying to counteract a lot of the popular publicity that you're reading about this material. It's very difficult today to pick up a newspaper or a magazine or listen to the radio without hearing about LSD. A lot of what you read is true. A lot more of it isn't true. You need all the facts. Now, nothing I'm going to say today is going to be emotional. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you the facts as we know them, facts that we can document. I'm talking to the man who is thinking about taking LSD because I want him to know all that I know about it before he takes it. Talking about the same thing, I'd like to give you some historical background on LSD. What is it? There's a fungus. It's like the mold that grows on bread. Only this fungus grows on wheat and it grows on rye. One of the byproducts of this fungus is a group of chemical compounds called ergot. And ergot is made up of several different chemical constituents, and all of these constituents have a powerful effect on the body. And these effects vary all over the map, from everything from causing an abortion to curing a migraine headache. Now, anytime you have a naturally occurring compound that has powerful physiologic effects, people in the drug industry, drug researchers, will be looking at these molecules. They'll be trying to modify them, to change them, to see if they can change the effects that are produced to make them safer. They look for a lot of things.
Twilight world, men and women like boys and girls, tell your children to keep away, Peter Pan can't come out to play, some do jigsaws and simple song. Forget the words, do it wrong. Play on swings or roundabouts. Some of them will never get out. Making wheels for children's toys. Lucky girls and
that is a set of three Garage Psych Obscurities, The Unfolding, Girl From Nowhere, top of the set. Then a band called The T-Set from 1965. The track is called Lucy Leave, written by Sid Barrett. How did Sid Barrett come to be writing music for a band called The T-Set? Well, The T-Set was the original name of The Pink Floyd. So these recordings, labeled as 1965, I believe they actually recorded Christmas 1964. Released as a special edition set of 2 7-inch vinyl records, limited to just 1,050 copies, available only in the EU, and released, I believe, only to extend the copyright on the recordings. So these recordings are the only official released songs featuring guitarist Rado Close and Juliet Gale, early members of Proto Pink Floyd. So the track, Lucy Leave, written by Sid Barrett. And then another obscurity, English band called Virgin Sleep, a track off an album called Psychedelia Volume 2, The Fairy Fellas Masterstroke, song called Halliford House from the Virgin Sleep.
And I frankly think that it's terrible.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Here's a band out of Texas, another psych obscurity. 45 RPM single released November 1967. It's called What to Do. The band is The Modulation Corporation.
Yeah!
In 1938, in Switzerland, two chemists, one by the name of Hoffman, one by the name of Stahl, took an ergot derivative and made some modifications on the molecule. In 1943, Dr. Hoffman pulled this compound back out of the drawer and began to work on it, began to characterize it, resynthesized it. Now, this was on a Friday afternoon that he was working in the laboratory making this compound. Late in the afternoon, he began to feel extremely uncomfortable, very anxious, very nervous. He began to hallucinate, and it was necessary for him to go home. He'd never done this before, and it frightened him.
Hi, this is Steve from Charlotte, North Carolina, loving the groovy 60s garage sound. It's really not just the lyrics, it's the beat. You're listening to Phil Gray in Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
Thank you.
Over the weekend, he began to think, what possibly could have tripped him out? What could have done this to him? And he decided it could conceivably have been the material that he was making, and decided that on Monday, he would take this dose by mouth of this new compound and see what happened. So Monday, he went into the laboratory and took 250 micrograms of the compound that he had made. The compound that he had made was the first lysergic acid diethylamide, LSD.
Listen, all you girlies, even though I haven't met you, gonna catch you soon in my butterfly net. You better watch out. Sometime when I watch you, I stretch out my hand to touch you, cause it drives me wild to see you flutter by, you butterfly.
Tracks there. Got underway with the Modulation Corporation out of Texas with What to Do. Then the phenomenally great 13th Floor Elevators, a live version of their track I've Got Levitation. That's off the 10th CD in the 10 CD set called Sign of the Three-Eyed Men. That is the motherlode for 13th Floor Elevators fans. It is labelled Death in Texas, and that track I've Got Levitation, recorded at what's called Last Bash on the Hill, 19th of March, 1973, that recording, in Austin, Texas. So 13th Floor Elevators, I've Got Levitation. Then from Evanstown, Illinois, USA, The Bunches Are Good. Video up on our Facebook page. B-side for 1968 45 called See the Farmer. And then finally in the set, another Syd Barrett track as performed by the T-Set, soon to become the Pink Floyd. Track called Butterfly. Global psychedelia, straight up.
Yes.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Your community standards are far above this depraved material.
Well, I've chosen an extended set of Global Psych for this episode 342 of our Psychedelic Obscurities episode of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. So, Global, we're getting underway with a North American track from Quebec, on a label called Canamar Records, a 7-inch 45 released, I think, in 1969. The band is called Someone, and this track, The Magician.
Le magicien tout deviné, mais il ne pourra jamais parler. Il doit revenir sur ses pas, où il ne vivra pas. Il a un château qui n'est pas à lui. Il a un bateau qui n'est pas à lui. Il doit s'abstenir ou mourir. Il n'a pas le choix, n'est-ce pas? Le magicien a l'esprit troublé. Il se voit dédoublé. Il sent la contusion venir, compromettre son avenir. Il a un château qui n'est pas à lui. Il a un bateau qui n'est pas à lui. Il doit s'abstenir ou mourir. Il n'a pas le choix, n'est-ce pas? Je veux un château qui n'est pas à moi. Je veux un bateau qui n'est pas à moi. Je dois m'abstenir ou mourir. Je n'ai pas le choix, n'est-ce pas?
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Single pound of the preparation could turn every person in Los Angeles County into a total psychotic. The population of the county, 7 million people.
Got a dog whose name is Sandy, funniest dog you've ever seen. Got Louise and a green belly. Story wakes me
water at the center. He's gonna take me for a walk. Runs through town like a cannonball. Rest of the day I cannot talk. In the evening he is always sitting in my favorite chair, watching TV, eating peanuts, meanwhile combing his long hair.
Micrograms is a microscopic dose of any ergot compound we know of, but it turns out to be a huge dose of LSD. That Monday, Hoffman took the first intentional LSD trip. It terrified him. He was essentially psychotic for a period of 24 hours. From 1943 until the late 1950s, this material stayed essentially in the laboratory.
Cerca del pueblo está mi vida sin tu amor. Pues si me dejas no respondo ya de mí. Me iré muy lejos a tratar de olvidar. Tendrá remordimientos cuando ya no esté.
Yo moriré. Yo moriré por ti.
Muy cerca del fuego estoy y está nuestro amor. Mi vida en tu mano está y depende de ti, de ti. Tendido en un hilo estoy, lo sabes bien. No me conformo con las cosas que me das. Tú puedes dar caridad a otro, más no a mí. Mejor en un hilo que una gloria ya sin ti.
Yo moriré. Yo moriré por ti.
Muy cerca del fuego estoy y está nuestro amor. Mi vida en tu mano está y depende de ti, de ti. Solo de ti.
Muy cerca del fuego estoy. Y está nuestro amor. Mi vida en tu mano está y depende de ti.
Four slices of global psych there. Canadian band Someone top of the set with Le Magician. Then from Bolivia, Grupo 606, track called Rompi Cruza o Ayadami. The Doors Break On Through. That's taken from a very cool comp called Psicofisicos de Bolivia, Gogo a 4,000 Metros. Off a label called Discos del Condor, 2009 release. Grupo 606 with a cover of The Doors, Break On Through. Then Dimitri, out of the Netherlands, released September 1967 on Polydor. A-side of a 45 called Got a Dog Named Sally. B-side of that track called Strange is the Grass, indeed. And then finally in the set, out of Peru, formed 1965, part of the new wave of Peruvian rock music. Band formed in Breña, Lima, Peru. They're called Los Daltons. Picture and information on our Facebook page. The track, Pendiente de un Hilo, but you, of course, will know it as I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. We've got more Global Garage shortly. dig what you hear,
yeah,
check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah.
Here's a Spanish garage band called Los Nivram, released just two obscure EPs, eight tracks in total, formed 1964 in Barcelona, devoted to the instrumental electric guitar music of The Shadows, and it was The Shadows that inspired their name, Los Nivram, Nivram being Marvin backwards. Here they are, Los Nivram with Un Amor Sin Igual.
Destinora is going on. We're from the end, no one can.
say.
Yeah.
Now, what are the effects of LSD on a person? I can tell you just about what's going to happen to your pulse and your respiration and your blood pressure and your eyeballs and everything else if you take LSD. But these aren't the important effects. The important effects are the mental effects. Now, to some extent, the mental effects of LSD depend on what's called the set and the setting. The set is what you expect to happen. It's how you feel at the moment, what you're thinking, whether you're nervous, whether you're worried. The setting is just as it sounds. It's where you take it, the situation, the things surrounding you, the environment. What does happen when you take LSD? Within about 20 minutes, you will have some physical effects. And these are not particularly comfortable, but neither are they particularly uncomfortable. The heart beats a little faster, you breathe a little faster, you may feel a bit anxious. Within another 20 minutes, roughly, you will develop the mental effect.
Escuchen lo que me contó un hippie.
¿Qué? One, two, three, four!
Quiero tocar la luna y brincar en las estrellas hoy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. Andar bajo del agua y con los peces platicar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sí, eso solo lo hago con LSD. Como un vaso con agua. Mi píldora y sentir que vuelo por los aires y puedo escuchar sonidos celestiales, colores sin igual. Miren, brinco sobre las nubes, toco las estrellas. Sí, por eso puedo tocar la luna y me siento tan feliz.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. Todo eso lo he logrado tomando el LSD.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. Por eso yo digo, tomo.
¡No!
¡Quiero regresar!
¿Qué has hecho?
¡No quiero estar aquí!
¿Dónde estás?
La luz me lastima.
¿Por qué lo hiciste?
¡Tonto! ¡Regresa!
¡Mamá!
¡Toma!
¿Dónde
¡toma
estás?
Más! ¡Toma!
¡Tengo frío! Mis amigos me van a ayudar, sí. Les juro que... ¡No, no, 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 no! ¡No, no, 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 no! ¡No, no, 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 no! No vuelvo a tomar la píldora esa que llaman LSD.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. Le pido al que me escuche que no sufra lo que yo sufrí.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. Soy feliz en el mundo sin LSD.
Three more global psychedelia tracks there. Los Nivram from Spain, Un Amor Sin Igual. Then we had Berry Clan. Turns out Berry Clan is an individual who performed with groups Berry and the Maestros and Berry Clan and the Pollution. One of Belgium's best kept secrets, half a dozen 45s in the late 60s, and all the ones I've heard are super cool. So out of Belgium, Berry Clan with 20th Century. And then finally in the set from Mexico, Luis Vivi Hernandez, who was part of the Crazy Birds or Los Crazy Birds, also Los Crazy Boys. I believe this was a solo release called LSD from Mexico's Luis Vivi Hernandez.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
We got very high ratings, by the way, but I won't mention that.
Well, here's a track from Italy by The Trippers. Released in 1968, the A-side was called Oh Baby. We're going to check out the B-side of this 45. This is Italy's The Trippers with Corruzione X008.
Ah!
se dimentica anche di te. La vita non è vita, questa che vedo intorno a me. Il mondo cambia ormai, la vita intorno a sé. I bimbi già capiscono il bene e il male. Dov'è? La libertà non c'è tra la gente come me.
And that wraps our global psychedelia set and retrospect for this week, exploring some of the obscure psychedelic garage tracks that are floating around. I hope you've heard something new. I hope you've heard something you liked. I hope you'll give me some feedback via facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. I also hope you might pop along to Apple Podcasts, where you can rate and review episodes of Retrospect, also subscribe, and of course share. If you're a Facebook user, I'd love to see the postings of our episodes as they're posted up, shared across Facebook. And I'm going to leave you, as always, with an instrumental. I'm sure you'll know the band. They are called The Ventures, but in 1967, they got on the bandwagon too, released an album called Super Psychedelics. Ventures-style interpretations of songs such as Strawberry Fields Forever, Western Union, A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You, and Happy Together, but also tracks with titles such as Psychedelic Venture, Guitar Psychedelics, Candy Concoction, and this one wrapping the show, The Ventures from 1967 with Psyched Out. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Like us on Facebook,
facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.